Chapter 1. The Foundations of Kriya Yoga, History and Philosophy. Kriya Yoga is more than a practice. It's a legacy, a spiritual technology designed to accelerate the evolution of human consciousness. Rooted in ancient Indian traditions and passed down through a sacred lineage of enlightened masters, Kriya Yoga offers a structured path to self-realization and the awakening of divine potential within. In this chapter, we will journey through the origins, history, and philosophy of Kriya Yoga, exploring how this timeless practice continues to resonate in the modern world. By understanding the profound spiritual principles underpinning Kriya, you will gain not only historical context, but also a deep appreciation for the transformative power it holds. The origin of Kriya Yoga, a gift from the ancients. The origins of Kriya Yoga trace back thousands of years to the mystical seers and sages of ancient India. These spiritual adepts, known as rishis, were the first to discover the intricate relationship between the breath, mind, and life force, prana. Through disciplined meditation and inner exploration, they unlocked techniques to harmonize these elements, allowing them to transcend ordinary consciousness and merge with the divine. It is believed that the teachings of Kriya Yoga were initially passed down orally from guru to disciple in secrecy, ensuring that only the most sincere seekers would have access to this sacred knowledge. The ancient texts, including the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali and the Bhagavad Gita, make indirect references to these advanced techniques, alluding to breath control, pranayama, meditation, and the awakening of kundalini energy. One of the earliest recorded mentions of Kriya Yoga appears in the Yoga Sutras written by the sage Patanjali around 200 BCE. Patanjali outlined an eightfold path, Ashtanga Yoga, that emphasized ethical conduct, self-discipline, physical postures, breath control, and meditation. While the Yoga Sutras form the theoretical foundation of yogic practice, Kriya Yoga is often considered the practical application and refinement of these teachings, leading directly to spiritual liberation, moksha. The revival of Kriya Yoga. Mahavatar Babaji and his disciples. For centuries, the ancient techniques of Kriya Yoga remained hidden, practiced by only a select few yogis and spiritual masters. However, in the 19th century, the legendary figure known as Mahavatar Babaji emerged from the Himalayas to revive this sacred practice for the modern age. According to spiritual tradition, Mahavatar Babaji is an immortal yogi who has transcended the physical limitations of the body, existing as a fully realized being. His mission was to reintroduce Kriya Yoga to humanity at a time when the world was ready to receive it. Babaji initiated Lahiri Mahashai, a humble Indian householder, into the practice of Kriya Yoga, instructing him to disseminate the teachings to those sincerely seeking spiritual growth, regardless of caste, social status, or background. Lahiri Mahashai's role in spreading Kriya Yoga cannot be overstated. As a family man and civil servant, he demonstrated that spiritual enlightenment was not reserved for renunciates or monks